quarter cheap shot you took and what ensued after that and what that meant to you to have Whitworth defend?
Yeah, I mean, I did get hit on the penalty, and you know, it's good to know that guys have my back, and so you know, I think that's, you know, it means a lot that, you know, Witt's going to do something like that. You know, crazy circumstance with everything that went on, especially with the, you know, was it a fumble? It wasn't a fumble before redoing the play. All that kind of stuff. Just kind of a crazy sequence of things that happened. But, you know, it's good to know that the guys got your back. And, you know, I love Witt and I love the way he plays. And, you know, I think he, you know, he showed that, you know, he's the team player.
Were you easing up thinking that the play was over, or were you going like it was a free play, or?
No, they were blowing the whistle like it was, I think they called it the false start. So the play was dead. So I just kind of was standing there and then got hit. And then everything took place.
Did it light a fire, though? I mean, you guys went right down the field and scored after that. The offense struggled to that point. What can something like that do to a team to light a fire under?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what it did. And we came out right after all that and hit a big play, kind of got things going, drive down, and, you know, scored a touchdown. That's, you know, I think that just kind of gave us a little spark, and, you know, it worked.
You personally, I mean, you got the ball in your hand. You know, all the melee happens, and you drop a dime in a double coverage, basically, down the field, deliver basically a knockout blow. I mean, so talk about just mentality-wise for you, did it help you graduate a level of effectiveness here?
Yeah, I mean, we got the exact look that we wanted for the play after that, and so, you know, when you're down, it was 3rd and 10, 3rd and 11, something like that. And we had a chance to take the shot and hit it. I mean, we had to do it at that time. And so, you know, I think that kind of sealed the game.
Is that the best thing to do to calm things down, is make a play? The best thing to do when a team's all frustrated like that is to slap in the face with a regal play between the whistles and shut them down?
Yeah, I mean, it's what you want to do. When things aren't going the right way, someone's got to step up and someone's got to make a play. Things definitely weren't going the way we wanted it to starting, you know, the second half and, you know, throughout the second half. But, you know, it was a big drive. And, you know, we made the big play, then kept things going and drove down, scored the touchdown.
They obviously got more aggressive in their game plan at halftime, and they loaded the box, loaded the line of scrimmage up, and did things totally different than they did the first half, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. They were putting more guys in the blocks. They were blitzing a little bit more and trying to stop the run because we had the lead. So, you know, we got to find ways to, you know, those situations, throw and catch the ball, get completions, keep drives alive. Because in the first half, we were doing a great job of that.
First half, what were they doing coverage-wise? I mean, after a while, they seemed to double up and so on to try to get Green out of the game. But how did they start, and when did they make the change?
Yeah, I mean, they were kind of doing the same thing the whole time. I mean, you know, certain formations, certain things, we felt like we could, you know, we liked the matchups that we had. But, you know, for the most of the game, they were trying to put two guys over AJ and try to take him out of it. And so, I mean, open up the running game. We were able to drive down, you know, make some big plays in the run game, and it's what we have to do in those situations.
Speak to your balance offensively. I mean, you ran the ball and you threw it, but you had over 200 yards in both cases, and you had a 100-yard rusher, 100-yard receiver, balance within the balance was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's what you need to do in games like this, especially, you know, when you get the lead early, you want to be able to run the ball. You know, but early on for us, you know, running the ball was getting us down the field. We were you know, making big plays in the run game. So we got to keep this up. We got to keep it going. You know, the running game's done a great job the last 2 weeks, and so we got to keep the balance.
You've been outscored, I think, almost by 100 points in the third quarter. Them to come out and play the way they did. Did it catch you by surprise at all? Did you think you had the game in hand, or do you ever feel like maybe
you didn't? I mean, there's been some crazy things that happened, so you never know. But, no, we got to find a way to come out and be better in the third quarter. Obviously, we had a couple three and outs and, you know, didn't play like we wanted to. But, you know, our defense played strong. They did a great job all day, and you know, it was a team win. It wasn't just one phase; it was all three.
Thank you.
12 quarters, no turnovers by the offense. You only give away the fumble on a punt return. Taking care of the football is big, isn't it?
It is. It's huge. It's a turnover battle usually decides the game. And so we got to keep that up. We can't give the offense on the other team any chances.
You found out Oakland was coming in December when they released the schedule. Was it a game that you circled? Seeing how you were successful to Carson.
I mean, it wasn't one that I circled. I knew it was going to be kind of a, you know, the atmosphere wasn't going to be in his favor. But, you know, I mean, it's cool to, you know, to get a chance to play on. I mean, this was the first time to ever talk to him just for a second, and you know, I guess I can tell all y'all now that I've talked to him, you know, for 2 seconds.
Did you get to see him before or after?
You know, it was just afterwards for a little bit, and obviously for the coin toss. So, I mean, there really wasn't much said. Just
say anything after the game? Did you guys say anything?
No, not really. I mean, nothing worth anything. Just same thing to say to everybody. I mean,
What's the difference in the red zone? You guys at one point were 10 touchdowns and 11 red zone possessions. Now you're creeping into the top 10, you know, scoring touchdowns in red zone when you've been kind of struggling a little bit. What's been the change, do you think?
Yeah, we've been I think the big thing is we've been able to score touchdowns on third down. When we've gone down there, if we do get stopped, we're making big plays on third down. I think that's the thing that's changed. It's not like you can't put your finger on one thing that's making the change, except guys are just making plays now.
You think you just got more weapons down there? Sanusi, it's a third straight game. He's had a road zone touchdown on a third down.
Yeah.
Had him earlier in the year.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one thing with us putting a lot of guys in and guys stepping up. You know, Mo's done a good job, and he's getting a lot of playing time because of it.
Well, what makes him good in the red zone?
He's got a great feel for the game, feel for sitting in windows, and just understands the game well. And so, and he's a bigger target up there. You know, he's kind of big physical guy. So, all that stuff kind of makes him a good target in the red zone.
Did you say anything to Witt before you left the field after everything's calmed down? Did you?
I was
also
doing,
as a quarterback, do you owe him anything now in the future?
I was doing everything I could to get out of the way of everything that was going on. I wasn't gonna put my head in all that kind of stuff. But
did you think that was a cheap shot?
I thought so. I thought, you know, he hit me after the play. The whistle was blown and everybody was stopped except him. So I don't know. I have to see how it all happened. I mean, obviously it was a quick thing that happened for me, but. You know, what made a statement?
You feel better about being 6-5 right now, maybe even when you were there 5-game win streak last year ago. Is it different 6-5 for you guys?
It is. I mean, it's we've got to be good in November and December, and I think that's what it comes down to. We've done a good job in November. We got to carry it over to December now.
Your first two third down conversions, one's a 48-yard run, the other one's a 44-yard pass. I mean, that gets you off and going on third down, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think, you know, especially the first half, we were really good on third down. And so this is the thing. We wanted to start fast. We wanted to come in. We got the third and short situation, had the big long run by Benny. And, I mean, it's what we got to do. And when we had those chances to hit the big plays, we got to do it.
You've been running it better since the bye week. Just when you guys run it like this, how much does it open the rest of the offense?
I mean, it opens it up a lot, I think. You know, if you can be running the ball, you kind of takes away the double on AJ, or when they double AJ, you got to be able to run the ball and put two guys back there. So, having the balance is huge.
Was there any thought to when you're in the red zone trying to get the ball to AJ to continue the streak, or is that not even in your mind?
I think kind of down at the end we had one where I tried to get him one, but
he said he was surprised you threw it.
Yeah, I tried to get a good fake on it, so hopefully that it might open it up, but it wasn't the right look. Yeah, I mean it's definitely with the next five games that we've got to come to play, because that's definitely something that, you know, we're, is still in reach for us. And so we never felt like we were out of it. You know, even with the four-game losing streak, we never felt like we were, you know, out of the playoff race. Now we just got to keep playing like we're playing, and, you know, everything will fall into place.